Amen. All right, our first session this morning, no other person but our dear friend, Apostle Emmanuel Iren. Let's welcome him up to the stage to speak this morning. Put your hands together for him. God bless him.
To make it louder, please be seated. Now, thank you, sir, and Ma. It's an honor to be here. Celebrate you, sir. This is a practical session. And I know that for camp meetings like this, they stretch you not just spiritually, but physically. And some of you are very tired. But you have to understand that the protocols remain the protocols. It is not as if God cannot do in an instant what he makes the result of a process. When he says to the children of Israel, you will go around Jericho 7 days, and on the last day you will shout. You see, it means that shouting and rejoicing is not just hype. It's a spiritual protocol. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? And it is how you loosen up yourself and make yourself a sponge to soak in all that God has made available in a particular place. So you're going to have another opportunity. I'm just prepping you. Listen, stretch. You are here, you can as well be blessed. I mean, that's what we came here for, isn't it? Make it louder. I said, that's what you came here for, isn't it? So in the name of Jesus, Kiva actus kiferendos karative vraste levorativa actus sostefeshistes. The angels of God take positions in the nooks and crannies of this hall, and the possibilities of heaven are made available here. And we're ready. Say this with me, say, Holy Spirit, I'm ready to receive all that you have for me. Holy Spirit, I'm ready to receive all that you have for me. Now, listen, there's a lady here. You're single, and the reason for your singleness is not ordinary. There is an unexplainable anger. Unexplainable. It's spiritual. But when people around you think it's behavioral, but it's spiritual, it just comes up at strategic moments of your life. And it makes you jeopardize valuable relationships. Now, in the name of Jesus, for that person, I command that spirit that has tormented you to let you go now. Amen. The last time is the last time forever. Amen. I said, the last time is the last time forever. Amen. I said, the last time is the last time forever. I'm seeing someone in the spirit. You've lost three notable things, and you know it's not ordinary. One of them is a car that was stolen from you. And you've been wondering, Lord, what is going on? In the name of Jesus, you have stepped into your season of restoration. Amen. Say amen like you believe it. Amen. Say amen like you believe it. Amen. Now, I just want to teach for a bit, then we pray. The theme of this conference is what? Please say it louder. Thy kingdom come. Please turn your Bibles with me. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. From verse 9. Jesus said, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And everybody read verse 10 loud as you can. One, two, go. So listen, according to this text, what happens when the kingdom comes? His will be done on earth as in heaven. You see, there is a concept in our world that explains this. It's the concept of an embassy. And an embassy operates as a sovereign authority of its sending nation. You know, let me explain that with a simple true life story. There is a guy named Julian Assange or something like that. And the British police had an arrest warrant to arrest him. But when they were trying to arrest him, he quickly ran and entered the Ecuador embassy in London. And guess what? Even if the British police had a warrant to arrest him, they could not arrest him. Would you like to know how long he stayed in the embassy? 7 years. He stayed there for 7 years. Now, the concept of an embassy is very interesting because one step outside the door and they are going to arrest him. One step inside the door and even with a warrant, they cannot arrest him. And the principle is simple. Every embassy acts as if they are operating on a sovereign soil, a different sovereign soil. And so for work purposes, it is the principle of the ascending country, the laws of the ascending country that apply there. If you go there, you will see the flags of the ascending country. So it is possible to have a nation within another nation. It is possible to have an economy within another economy. And that's what this text is trying to explain to you. That on the earth, the kingdom can come. Now, let me ask you this, so that you understand how it applies to you. When a blind Christian dies and goes to heaven, will he be blind there? When a lame Christian dies and goes to heaven, will he be lame there? So it means that there is a different economy of health, of prosperity, of dominion, separate from the earth. And if you notice the language of Jesus and of the angels many times, they were careful to separate it. So when you're asking how a woman that the doctors have written off, maybe is going to have children, the Bible says, for with men it is impossible, but not with God. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's a differentiation of economies. I'll give you another example. There are some ailments you will have in a third world country, and it is like a death sentence. But in a more advanced climate, the possibilities are incredible. In fact, scary. In fact, they have occasioned some ethical debates. Is this right? Are you supposed to be able to do this? You know, I was reading one new research. They have found a way to manipulate the fetus of a pig and remove the internal organs and then put the fetus of human beings so that the pig now grows with human organs. So that when a human being needs heart transplant, they just cut open the pig and transplant it. I think somewhere in Japan, head transplant has been experimented on. Head transplant. They can change your head in case you don't like the shape. I mean, the entire thing. Those of you who grew up watching movies, remember the time where Face Off, the movie, seemed like fiction? It's a thing now. It's an actual thing. I can go on and on to give you an example. There is something called, I think, awake brain surgery or something, where they are working on your brain and you are awake. They are talking with you, gisting with you, and they are working. They've cut open your head and they are working on it. Because it's a different economy. Let me tell you something. And I pray the Lord gives me utterance. I want to explain what I believe to be one of the biggest secrets of my life. I preached this first as an undergraduate, and everybody was confused. But you're going to get it today. The title of my charge is How Miracles Happen. How Miracles Happen. And I'm helping you understand that it is simply a game of economies. What economy are you functioning with? Nicodemus looked at Jesus and said, I know that you are a prophet come from heaven, because no one can do these mighty works except God be with him. That is Nicodemus acknowledging a different and superior economy. And so what happens when miracles happen is that you are able to superimpose a different kingdom. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? Now, let me give you examples of those different economies that were superimposed on the earth. Right from the beginning of the Bible, you hear of Eden. And I know when you think of Eden, your mind goes straight to the garden. I know there was a garden called Eden, but Eden doesn't refer to a garden. There were many Edens in the Bible, and that's part of what I want to show you. There were many Edens in the Bible. Are you listening to me? A simple text. Look at Ezekiel chapter 28.